Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Miriam Moye, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we are together right through up to the hour 8, Thursday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan Els. Of course, he is actually the one who is the best in the business, man. Across what we used to call in those days the Calabar, and he is doing a great job without fail each and every time, taking us through a new frontier. Thank you, Johan. Thank you so much. Thursday Live it is, and I am going to be talking to Apostle Phumlamfene, Pastor Green. I will be talking to Pastor Makamu, and also I will be bringing Mulebuheng Rapetswa. She has been absent for quite some time. I don't know why. Lebu, why were you absent for quite some time?
I was absent for some reason or the other. Not a good reason, but I was there.
You talk like a Democrat.
I'm a Democrat, ne? I'm voted.
That's a problem. Are you well, though?
No, I had a bit of an issue. My phone was stolen, the SIM cards, everything. I had to start over, literally. So I just took a bit of a moment, chilling, searching.
Sabbatical.
I took leave.
Sabbatical. Sabbatical leave.
I want to know the right way.
Yes, because I'm not a Democrat.
diplomacy comes with it. So, gladly more diplomacy.
That's the problem. But welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, man. We would love to have more women on the Thursday Live show, you know. And
wow.
We would like to get dynamic women, and you are one of them. Well, as far as I used to, I don't know what happened to you, but I think you are one of those women.
By the way, I went away. Ne? I went to the States for a few weeks as well.
Oh, you went to the States?
Yeah.
Were you going to canvas? I see many celebrities were invited into the States.
I was going to live.
In the States?
Yeah, my daughter is there as well. So
yeah, I remember. Your daughter lives there. Yeah, I remember. Mm. Oh, okay.
So I want to spend time with her as
to
well.
To see your daughter. Okay, all right. Yes. All right, okay. Yes. But welcome back. And we have Apostle Phumlamfene also on the line. Apostle, greetings to you and welcome.
Hey, greetings to you, Maruti, and to all our wonderful listeners out there. We thank God to be back again here. You know, yeah.
I trust you're well.
No, I'm well and kept by God's grace.
Yeah. You're well and kept, ne?
Hey, I'm born intact.
Yeah, well and kept. No, that's good, man. That's good. You're taking care of yourself. You know, it's...
No, I am, by the grace.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Please meet Mulebuheng Rapetswa. When I was at the SABC, we used to interview them. I think these are those people that you used to find along the passages. And then come into the studio so that we can fill up the crowd and stuff. You know? So at the Henley facilities, they say, hey, we are doing a talk show, you know, so come over. The building, it's a studio, but it's built with a face brick, you know, inside. Please meet Apostle Phumlamfene. Mulebuheng, meet Apostle Phumlamfene.
Hello, Apostle Phumla.
Hey, Mulebuheng, man, pleased to meet you on this platform.
It's an honor.
Amen. Same here. We celebrate too.
All right. And I'm going to try Muriti Makamu. As Johan would say, it was just drama the other day. It was drama, man. Yeah. No. Very much drama.
Did I miss something?
Yes. Last week it was drama. When you call someone, then they can't get through. The other one says, "Hey, I'm stuck somewhere at the roads." And then you hear cars going like, "Ooh," the trucks. And you hear the wind on the phone, you know. But I've seen worse. There was a time I was interviewing a guy. Remember when we had a guy that we were interviewing and they robbed him while we were on air?
No.
Yes. Yeah, they robbed him while while we were on air. They took the laptop, they took the phones, they took almost everything. I think they left the car keys, man. I think those guys couldn't drive.
That's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's strategic.
And we continued with the show. You know, we continued with the show. I couldn't believe it. So these things really do happen. They come about and we see them coming over, man. And it's one of those things. And what shall we say? Yeah. Now, we are talking about the enemies of the soul. Am I right?
I think to
the watchman
we can do enemies of the soul as well.
Now I see you people are on your toes. Watchmen!
Yes.
But the topic is actually believers as watchmen. Isn't it so?
That's true. That's
as watchmen, necessary. Spiritual watchmen. Yes. Yes, that's necessary. Yeah, that's necessary. Believers as watchmen, spiritually. We have watchmen that are not spiritual. You see them in any security port and any...
security post, right?
Sorry?
They're waiting there.
What's
they're sitting in a security post.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
these ones, believers, are watching over for spiritual things that are taking place. You know? To be able to warn the people and the nation as to what is actually happening and what is taking place. That is what they are all about, believers. We're going to look into that. And, of course, also, I'd very much want to also talk to Pastor Makamu, and I'm trying to get hold of him. Hey, my dad.
Okay.
I don't know, but I don't think it will be drama today. I'm trying to get hold of him too. And
Pastor Makamu, Pastor Ma?
Green.
Okay.
Yeah. Pastor Makamu, I think maybe you know a bit, and then Pastor Green, maybe you don't know a lot about him, but they are also part of the show. All right, I'm going to play a song, an old song that I used to play when I was 14 years old.
Wow.
In Attridgeville. And I just found people playing Aretha Franklin. When I was growing up, Aretha Franklin had been singing in the 60s, so it was just history to us. It was like something we missed, you know? And so we were able to catch on. I think Pumla will understand, the apostle, when I say mafufora. We couldn't get hold of the bread. You know, we got hold of mafufora, the scrubs. Yeah.
Yes.
And amongst those things that we collected of Aretha Franklin is this song. But before, let me welcome Funis Makam. Funis.
Tatanare of Pele.
Ninjan Baba.
Ikufukile minjani mfundisi wami?
Hayi siyaphila baba, siyaphila.
Amen. Angibingelele nompostolo wami, umpostolo Phumla Mfene. Ngibingelela no
Baba Makamu.
Ngibingelela no Pastor Green. Ngibingelela the board of Christ all over the world.
Bongalalelanga ke sinomlebuheng rapetswa namhlanje.
Ane mfundisi.
Sinomlebuheng rapetswa futhi namhlanje.
Oh, okay. Mamrepus, okay. I'm being a little bit.
Yeah. And then I will try by all means to connect with Pastor Green. But I just want to play this song first. We are watchmen, and the spiritual watchmen, all of us are, and we have a responsibility to warn the nation with regards to what is happening, what is coming. But if we ourselves are confused, we have these prophets who are proliferating amongst us, and other people are having these people on their shows so that they can have good reviews. I understand people have to make money. But we are actually doing this at the cost of true spiritual watchmanship. And that is where we find the problem, you know, because then everything, as they used to say, koma kwaraneng, there's a school in Atteridgeville, but koma kwaraneng, lower primary. Sastwana, I used to go there. Now, but it's like now the aspect of watchmanship has become a joke. Because everyone that is coming on board now, being a prophet, saying, I heard Jesus said, I heard what said, I heard Noah said, hey, munna, babang barba utwile Noah. And so we basically become confused. And this is the arsenal of the devil to actually make us to be unable to really discern as to what is it that we should be watching spiritually. And then we fail to see what is proliferating upon our families, upon our marriages, upon our ministries, upon our communities, in the schools. We fail to see these things because there is so much on the media that actually negates the authenticity of true spiritual watchmanship. So much. So much. And this is one of the problems that we see occurring even now. I can tell you that a true spiritual watchmanship would tell you to watch over maybe the national volatility. Like there is so much violence that is meted against people. If you would see tourists are getting mugged here in South Africa. Tourists. Farmers are getting killed. Women are getting raped. Children are maimed. We see these things. Women basically are suffering so much abuse at the hands of people that are familiar to them. Kids are being trafficked. You know, now it is very important. I was watching a video of this lady. She took a video in a mall. I think it's here in Pretoria. In a mall, this guy was tracing her. And she started to record this guy, and this guy started to run away. And you can tell that, yes, indeed, human trafficking is so, it's so prevalent. And we have these parents who always give children money because they want to go and be with their girlfriends and boyfriends. Take money and go to the mall and enjoy yourself. And kids, when they arrive at the mall, they don't go to the movies. They go there, they be with their friends. You check your child's what do they call these androids or the iOS? You check those phones, check who they are talking to. I'm not saying spy on them. You will be shocked. I had a case where this lady was telling me the kid was talking to an elderly man who said, "Meet me at the mall," talking to a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
But we are not watching spiritually.
Yeah.
We are entertained. Living let's borrow a hotel. I have a macam. Waibon. Yes, we're watching soccer. We're watching King Elaya Jubjub. Ela. Yaba tuvale ba ujola. Sektoliden. Oh, barking nanguyen. Yeah, bar nanguye. Barking programela. Kinanguyen. And we are watching those things, and we somewhat as failing to actually see what is actually taking place. You know,
yeah.
I am happy that our kids are toning it down. Kids must tone it down when it comes to this piano music. The devil has bought all the rights of piano music, all the rights, just like he did hip-hop. He owns them. So there's some demons somewhat somehow in those. Even though someone can say, Kulunkulu, Nkelung Pilise, Kulunkulu, they're not talking to the Most High.
Yeah.
We need to be careful about these things. Why are men gathering in the bars every night? At the places where you find women dancing on tables and poles.
Mm.
And when they go home, they are so happy.
Mm.
And no one can tell them anything because Tebe used to sing a song that says, Akiseki na, akiseki, ukasiseki siki musadi. We are facing all those kinds of things, and these things are taking place. We really need to be careful, because if we are not careful, we are losing out. The devil is waging a war against us, right in front of us, but we are so blindsided by things.
Yeah.
Our attentions are diverted by tabloids, scandals of people. And we fail to look at the authentic matter as to why are we having these diversions.
Mm.
That's a problem we face each and every time. And we need to be careful about that. All right. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I wanted to play you an Aretha Franklin song, but I don't think I will. Time is gone. I don't think I will. Time is really gone. Now, if we say we are watchmen, spiritually speaking, what do we imply? And what does the word say with regards to that? And I'm going to delve into scripture deeply. We look into that very aspect of being watchmen. We are watchmen because we are watching over spiritual events and life also. And the issue also is we are watching for people as to what is it that tries to entrap them. And we have to be watchful as the word has commanded for the coming of the Christ, the return of the Christ. It is something that we never speak about in terms of watching. People are not prepared about that. They're not told about that, because if we tell them that, and then we are too judgmental, and we basically might lose members who are giving money so we can't buy suits from China. Isaiah 21 verses 8. Then he cried, a lion, my Elohim, I stand continually on the watchtower. In the daytime, I have sat at my post every night. And we know who is roaring like a lion, Akirne.
Uh-huh.
We know. And then also in Matthew 25:15, it says, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour which the Son of Man is coming. Mark 13 verse 33 says, take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. Like the sons of Issachar, we must be, so that we can tell about the signs of the times. Let me start with you, Mulebuheng. Umafundani mos. Let me start with you, Watawama. Let me start with you. What does it mean to be watchful?
Okay, I think I picked up one thing. It takes some sensitivity, basically. We need to be aware. We need to be sensitive. Because other than that, then things happen. And we catch them on the path when they're already happening. So if you are sensitive, it becomes, it's a preventative measure to be sensitive.
Yeah.
Because you can sense it, that something is not right. Like your child, whatever happens, your sister, your daughter, your nephew, your niece, you sense it. You need to capture it before it goes further. You need to be sensitive enough before you even say, to apply the word of God is one thing.
Yeah.
But to apply it, it needs ownership. You need to own what you know, own the truth.
Yes.
that you can apply it when you're sensitive as well. You become a watchman that can see the word. You can see what's happening, the truth or not truth, the failures, the lies as well. Because I was just listening to something to say, sometimes, especially young people, especially us as well as adults, it's like we're enticed by the person who come in a beautiful suit and convince you that I'm here for this purpose. And you sit there, you're thinking, ah, this is going to happen to me. In the meantime, then we're not discerning what's happening, basically. So it's not about any individuals. It's about the truth, the food that our children or whoever in the families are eating in our communities as well. They're eating what was cooked now. That's the thing. No discerning is there. We're not designing. We're not we don't see. We don't observe. We don't pick up. And spiritual, you need to be sensitive. Like sensitive means red signals. Signals when it goes off. You need to pick up that something is not right. You have to be equipped as a watchman. It needs equipment. So it's not just sensitivity. It needs you to be equipped so you can respond as well. So that's what we should be. That's what being a watchman is. In your house, watchman of your family, your children, anything. Watchman, what are you watching men for? As we were deciding earlier on about the clothing, to be watchman for what? For clothing is not so much an issue, but there's a good clothing. I'm thinking of the word now. The word is just escape. But the clothes is appropriate. That would cover you appropriate. If I were dressed in a way that aims to entice you, then there's a problem. So we must be so sensitive even with our clothing, with our clothes, our speech, everything. And other than that, these things, these clothes entice what's not supposed to be enticed in the children in particular.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we are talking about the very notion of spiritual watchmanship. And let me bring it to you, Apostle. The word speaks quite clearly on this. I'm looking at Luke 12:37. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Not that they watched yesterday. It says, when the master comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to it and will come and save them. Now, this verse shows the essence of watching and the manner in which Christ takes watchfulness as a serious case. Are we taking it as serious as Christ is pointing out here? Apostle?
Moriti. I know this topic is very critical, and I pray that we truly understand the seriousness of Yona in this nation and Ringe Obon Remeleka Mautu, because so many things have gone wrong. Because as white men, we have granted access. It's either we've either granted access to things that are not supposed to be allowed in the city, or things invaded the city because as watchmen, we are not at our watch post, we are not at our duty post. But having said that, you ask a question, or are we really doing it? Are we doing justice in terms of us being watchmen over our cities, even over the lives of people that God has entrusted them, Mapelong Aaron? But when you read in the Word of God from the book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 10 to 12, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb. Like dogs, they cannot bark. They are sleeping. They are lying down. They love slumber. Verse 11, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. and their shepherd that cannot understand. They look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. Verse 12, come, they say, I will fetch wine and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be another day of abundance. Now, when the problem when we have watchmen who are lying down, watchmen, Baba Rubeting, watchmen who are greedy according to the word of God, where we have read, our cities to they were invaded. I mean, look at what is happening in our community. Somebody said, told me something very sad for it. When I read this other woman over Mototing, Kai, Gehe, confess, Sahore, Warekisa, and then Warekisa, the Juma, the Mobi Jota, the Rikisa, and Honalin, the Mo Honalin, Lerikin, Lerikin, body parts, so Baba, can I have a lava, and I'm about to. And then, but whatever, that's one part. And we see how parents, but it is another one for a dime.
Hey.
We see how in our churches, you know, things, then the way Ilinka Tinju, as young people then, are things that you would not even imagine that would take place in the house of God. And be considered to be normal.
Sure.
And the big question would be, our watchman, what is it? And remember, if you're a watchman, it means you're designated to a particular post, and you must be there. So then we have watchmen who wants to be prophets, who wants to be known, who wants to be apostles. I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, make up your mind what you're called to do, what's your assignment in the body of Christ. You can't be all over the show, because the problem with people who are all over the show wants to do everything. They end up underperformer. They end up because you cannot excel in everything.
Yeah.
So even as watchman, it means as a watchman, you are designated at that particular place.
Absolutely.
And it's a duty post. And we imagine on this gated communities when there are no security guards. But because the security guards are more. So, but what am I saying, Joe, to us who are listening and to us as well in the studio? But as really the watchmen, we need to really understand our role. Remember, in ancient Israel, there were walls, but still, regardless of the walls, they had to put watchmen on the wall to guard, because Israel had lots of enemies. And so is the church in the 21st century.
Yeah.
There's a lot of enemies of the church, but we don't have watchmen who are on the duty post. We will have intercessors, and but intercessors are katala there. Beyond, over and above people being intercessors, we need watchmen who would always make sure for 24/7 they're at the duty post. Number one, they must check what goes in our nation, in our communities, in our churches. You know, and then telling everybody wonderful. I remember there was a time I had a vision, and I said to him, I want to show you what people are allowing into this nation, who are South African citizens.
Yes.
And then he showed me a vision of other people from different countries. No, there are certain things that some come with their gods that they're able to carry them in their bag.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But as watchmen, if you don't watch, we would not know that these things are coming into our nation. Community level quiet. What happened to this community? We are always caught off guard. We depend on the next TV news that are not even supposed to be what we listen to and recreate information. You can't depend on the information from the news as a watchman. You need to be at the duty post, and when you're at the duty post, you have an advantage. You are able to see what is coming, and you can sound the alarm, you know, to the community or to the church and say, hey, pray for this, it's about to come. I will every time go sign the bill for petition. Every time we are caught off guard and we react as the church, because our watchmen have been interested from a distance. Paul says we are aware of the devices of the devil. We see them from a distance. So that things as watchmen, we are able, we can have access to them. at a distance before they manifest, and we are able to sound alarm, the alarm to the body of Christ and to our communities as such. And when we sound the alarm, then we empower each other to stop it from coming. What is it that we can do to disallow? And Bona, sometimes you don't even have to sound the alarm. We're not as a watchman there. You can disallow it. We can choose to disallow and allow certain things into our communities as watchmen.
Absolutely. We are talking about watchmen, and of course, what is spiritual watchfulness? You know, believers as watchmen, do we understand this as our role, or have we assigned this to other people? No, nasi merekwaka, give merekwaola. Akusim sebenzwa, msebenzwa loya. Have we gone on to do that? And that is a bit of a problem. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. That's 0826572729.
Take Radio Pulpit wherever you go. Listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
There we go. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. We are talking about true spiritual watchfulness. Believe us, as true spiritual watchers, are we actually watchful? Are we watchful? Can we be able to discern what's coming ahead? Because it looks like other people have already discerned what's coming ahead. They've already put monies aside. They are going to the coasts. What about you? As a believer, have you discerned as to what is it that the Father is showing would be coming ahead? We're talking about that. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Phineas Makam, when we talk about watchfulness, watchmen also, believers as watchmen, the word is clear about that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 and 6 speaks and says, "You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober." Let us watch and be sober, which means we should be watchmen also when it comes to the manner in which we project the gospel, the manner in which we project the morality, the norms and values of being a child of the Most High. And it's very important that people see the HaMashiach, Yahusha, the Christ himself in us, in a way that depicts him, speaks of him, gives light to him, gives glory to him. Because the word says, we are not of the night. We are sons of the light. Therefore, we should be sober and vigilant, watchful. What's your take, Muruti?
Tatana Ray, Angbongo, Kalangbonga, Nakwezu Kulumile Pambili. Uku Ambanga, Nale Topic, and Fundiswami.
Yeah.
Nkalakutina, Ngiti. Sikhula thina ekhaya la ngangifunda khona sifundiswa ipolitiki, it was compulsory kubantwana bonke.
Yeah.
Sifundiswa ipolitiki, sometimes sikhishwa sibambe induku kungathi siyamatsha. So Then one day mfundisi sathathwa ngebus. Sigibitshezwa isikepe sasacrossa saya kwenye indawo ibizwa ukuthi kwatembe.
Yeah.
Eduze naseNatal. Laphana kune camp yamasotsha lapha ekhona.
Yeah.
Their camp liyana uma sifika babesifundisa hayi lesi i ari bani le
yeah.
bazuka
yeah.
le ubani bani basibonisa zonke lezo ibhamu lezo lapho kunelinye gumbi sangena kulo that caught my attention
yeah
lele gumbi liyana kunendoda ngafika ngayithola ihlele ibukele screen kwe TV
matter
le TV liyana Uma sisondela before ba explain ukuthi kwenzakalani kwa leya TV screen esikhulu impela. Before ba explain ngabuka ngathi le ndodo yahlanya lokho ibukela inyoni nje lapha kwe TV.
Kwenze njani?
I network hayi ngokuthi iyalahleka yini. Unamafoni la about 8 amafoni nalama over lawa masotsha.
Yeah.
Nawo maninga agwela hlela la. Bamba la bakhuluma, abamba lapha yakhuluma, bamba la khuluma. But ubuke lapha kwe screen laphana. Laphana mina ngoba ngiyafika ngibona inyoni kwa lesa screen. Uma sebaqala ku explain ke. Lesa screen lesiyana. Lo muntu lo la u controller ama borders of the country.
Yo.
Lapha kwa lesa screen.
Yeah.
Inyoni leziya amaplane amanye bekaphuma eSwaziland amanye bekaphuma eSouth Africa Zimbabwe Angola kuphi then lapha kune line ukuthi lezi inyoni lezi akumelanga zicross le line ize ngapha
yeah.
ziyenqele la
airspace ye Mozambique yeah
yebo then lapha na ke basibonisa ukuthi uma usuka la ufika la kuse Mozambique usuka la kuse South Africa la basibonisa le airline kwa le airline there
yeah
then umfundisi wami that is something that caught my attention I plane basibonisa ukuthi uma yazi ya crossa la kuyafona even ama plane acrossa yangenayo ama commercial whatever ayibonakala laphayana then ke
ane permission
aloko uyafona lo muntu ukuthi hey kune plane so ba mina bengithi yahlala kanti ngoba mina ngqondweni yami ngibona inyoni kwalesa screen lesa
kanti he's a watchman
yes bese mfundisi wami uma ungena plane uyafona fanele airport ukuthi kune plane ingenayo nilindele airport votwathi kufanele air force laphayana ku communicate Baze basifundisa ukuthi uma unefuna kuyomcapture la muntu ningambulalanga nemcapture kanjani lapha phezulu nize naye phansi ephila nimbambe iphila nehla naye kanjani so lentele lapho mfundisi lo muntu lona akasuki la
yeah
lahlele khona
akasuki watch poster
akasuki lapha uma sukuma already kunomuntu uhleli
ongenayo yeah
ongenayo yena aphuma echama abuya afika ahlalela phansi
yes
abuya ahlala bukela lezi inyoni mina ngangizibona kuyinyoni ke then nansi into mfundisi that guy became my friend uma seka phumile ebusosheni le muntu wayehlele lapha one day ngiyambuza ukuthi ndoda Lele langa lokuthi kuhamba kuyathekwa kuphi kunendawo kwathekwa khona igorongoza uthi akayanga into imenza ngayo bathi lo akumelanga aye ngoba wasuka la uye u the best uma wasuka la iyatheke ngathekwa eMozambique mfundisi wami kunento yenzakalayo the bible says lapha ku Isaiah chapter 56 Litizwe abalinde bami bafana nezinje ezingakhunkoti abalinde bami bahleli bayangena abantu bafana nezinje ezingakhunkoti yihlalele nje le njalela
kungena umuntu kungena stranger kungena noma ubani ayinandaba nayo zilonge nje lokho ethi umsila lapha nishaya phansi wonke umuntu nje yamthokozelela ishaya umsila phansi ngoba uma ijabulile nje ishaya umsila phansi uma ihlele lapha
iBhayibheli lithi they are dumb dogs
yebo you understand into fana nale then ke mfundiswa yini nje engakhonkodi kunokunye ke kwenzakalayo umfundisi uma igebengu zifuna ukutshontsha kwalowo munzi lapha kwaRay lapha ziza nekhene zifika zilibhoboza kancane ikhene le fish zilibhoboza kancane lichitha kancane amazinyana lawawo weshibonyana lawana zililahlele inje ifika ilibele ukukhoda la amazinyana labayana bayangena ngale bayatshontsha ngale yona ibhizi yiba kuthi na kungathi lingavuleka leli khene babhizi abantu bayatshontsha balilahlela le kude le igebengu ziyakwenza lokho then umfundisi wami nayinkinga uNkulunkulu uthi kuJeremiah I have appointed you as a watchman for my people
yeah
and Zanand I had appointed you to be a watchman to my people, Ezekiel chapter 3. Then, uma ngithi kunento iso, a watchman umfundisi, ubona izinto ination ingaziboni. That is a watchman. Ngoba la kwele screen lesi la, thina silele kamnandi emaputu, sidla kamnandi, sizula senzane ukuthi kune attack ingasuka yiba khona on air asazi. Sithi si safe
kanti kuna
watchman but this man uhlelela ubona izinto thina as a community singaziboni because this man umsebenzi wakhe is to be a watchman a man of God is a watchman akusiy ordinary umuntu ugade ama spiritual attacks umuntu zithi izinto ziqala kumanifesta in the physics already iwarning seyikhona because the Bible says kuncwadi kaMika uma engaphosisi uthi uJehova angenzi lutho ngingabazisanga abaprofeti bami even ama attacks before aqala attack abantu God knows God will tell you ukuthi kunento eso izayo hamba ubanikeze iwoniki remember ukuthi even uNkulunkulu afuna ukubhubhisa iNineve uNkulunkulu wamthuma uJona ukuthi Jona hamba wahamba uJona obeyed the word ahamba ayowonisha abantu baseNineve and abantu baseNineve baphila ngoba iwatchman le uNkulunkulu ayithumile iyenzile lokhu uNkulunkulu awukhulumile but what kind of watchman are we
Damn.
Singama Jack of all trades.
Money mongo.
Ngapha?
Gossip.
Singama Jack of all trades. Ngumpostolo, ngumvangeli, ngumshumayeli, ngumprofeta weinternational kingdom, what prophetic international. Siye yonke lento lelapho then we don't concentrate kunizwa ukukhulumile umpostolo wami, umpostolo mfene. Athina ikhanda lisuka ligcwele ikhundla zonke lezi la we don't concentrate kwa le calling uNkulunkulu asibize yona kusuka umuntu umfundisi wami asuka ayolala kuphi abuya sika ame pulpit leka uNkulunkulu ashumayele kube normal ibandla likhona and sinabantu basibabiza ukuthi abaprofit khona la ibandleni kungena inkonkoni ebandleni zifika zizinza imikhuba sinabantu babizwa ukuthi abaprofit and not only to blame them nami myself what am I doing about what is happening in the church nemhlanje ibandla liyagoqa liyalaliswa liyadliswa lenzo whatever into abantu bayicabangayo sikhona as a board of Christ sithulile we are not watchful
we need
and we take it as normally kuthi hayi inkinga laphana izinto uNkulunkulu uthi laphana ku Jeremiah chapter 3 uthi uma ngikutshela ukuthi na Ezekiel laba bantu laba la mabayeke lento bayenzayo ungabanikezi warning then ke baze bafe icala labo izolibiza kuwe
yeah igazi labo lise
so we must remember ukuthi we are guilty of what is happening around the country. We are guilty of what is happening in our continent. We are guilty. Emabandleni wethu, we are guilty kungena yonke intobo yento. But, and as, you know, mfundisi ukuthi na ngike ngasho ngelinye ilanga khona la ku radio, mfundisi wami. Ukuthi na, even the music ebandleni, kufakwa nje igama nje lithi Jesu.
Yeah.
But, who inspired that music?
Yeah.
Inspiration yellow music.
The devil owns
we are not watchful. We are not watchful, but because le hamba then kufakwa igama lithi Jesu nyana ku lahlela nyana igama lithi Jesu kuphelila. We are happy. Could dance ama dance was wangaphandle angafuneke ebandleni likaNkulunkulu. Sithulile kuyafana ku you know kwenza bovosha yonke lento yenzwayo sithulile sikhona ebandleni sithulile inormal hayi futhi abantwana nje abantwana ngeke bafane nathi abadala bazalwane the board of Christ lidinga abantu abazosensa emimoya abazohlola babona izinto ezingabonwa ama divorce ebandleni imikhuba yenzakalayo kuyabulawana emabandleni but ibandla likaNkulunkulu sithulile and we think sibangana nezikhundla kuphela ukuthi mina ngumbishop mina ngumpostolo mina ngiyini kuthulekile nje akunankinga kungenzeka noma yini
ngiyakuzwa mruthi
the country yidinga thini inkosi omusama ibusisi
ngiyakuzwa mfowethu ngikuzwa kahle and we are taking your calls what does spiritual watchfulness mean to believers what does it mean to us you know it is good to talk about watchfulness as an abstract concept. But when we talk about ourselves as spiritual watchers, what do we imply? Because I think much of the times when we treat this as an object, just abstractly, it's easy to delve into this and to analyze this. But we should speak about ourselves and check as to whether we are watchful. Mfundisi Makamu puts across there and saying, there are many things that are coming into our families, right through our children, through us, through our friends, into areas of work, into places of fellowship. Many things come in. Apostle Pumla spoke about people coming in with spirits, idols, and gods that they come with. And you start to become surprised and say, why is this peaceful city so violent? All of a sudden. Didn't you see now? Kids are dying. Didn't you see that? All these are sacrifices. Kids are dying. Didn't you see that? Kids are dying. They eat chips, they die. We are quiet about it. I don't know why, man. I don't know why. But we are quiet about it. I don't know what does our discernment say with regards to this.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, send us your WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729. When we refer to ourselves as watchers, spiritual watchmen, what do we imply? Are we as watchful as we are supposed to be? Send us our WhatsApps. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. You can drop us a WhatsApp text and a WhatsApp voice note there. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say about that. And the voice notes are more preferable. If you send voice notes, it's more preferable, you know, because you will speak your mind just as much as you want there. All right, it's 082-657-2729. Now, let me come back to you, Lebo. Now, when we speak of watchmen, I'm looking at Revelations. Revelation says, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown." Hold fast means watch that you should not lose the call that is upon your life. Because Paul says, make your calling and election sure. So your faith, hold on to it so that no one should steal it from you. But how are you going to hold on tight if you are not even aware that you have such a powerful ministry upon your life? We have a powerful ministry that we should watch over as believers. Here on earth, the church, we have a powerful ministry of spreading the gospel, the news of the light. But it looks like sometimes we have become brutish. We have become somewhat, somehow lenient and very much relaxed. Lebo?
Absolutely. I was listening to Apostle Makamone. There are a lot of things. Just what he was mentioning is what we call a control room. The control room will spot everything that happens, you know. And in the control room, the guards know exactly where they respond to. Normally, we don't know what to respond to, purely because we choose not to see what's happening.
Yeah.
And speaking of that as well, it's a question of control rule. What it just reminded me of is an incident where I was called a few years ago. I was called by the embassy in England.
Yeah.
Then they said to me, "You've got two children, like, we don't know what to do with them." At the time, I was working for social development. They said, "You've got children.
Yes.
They're in the aeroplane now in London, basically." But you can see that they don't know this. They said they were coming to London to meet their uncle. But when you looked at them, they don't have any relation with this person. So it was child trafficking. They were minors. They were being trafficked. But if they were not watchful, they would not allow the children to go with those strangers and be trafficked into London.
Sure.
So what I'm saying is to know what to look out for, the signs. All they did is they saw that these people are not related. This is child trafficking. Then they stopped it before it happened.
Yes, yes.
So normally we don't see what's happening. And how many of us in South Africa, we talked about their children and what's happening. We're not aware. There's somebody who has a right. There's like parenting, whatever. Somebody is legally whatever by the state. And in our case, legally has what you call this authority.
Yeah.
So
guardianship. Yes.
We don't see it, and in this case, it's spiritual. It's laying, not even spiritual per se. Your relationship with God. What is it? Why are you here?
Yeah.
You need to know your post. It's like the accolade that it tells you, if the mandate it gives you. Do you know your post? And it's not about making money for yourself, enriching yourself, or whatever the case may be. We've seen such cases. We see, somewhere in Devon, in Devon, where then there were women in the church who were making young girls to be part of, giving them off to recruiting for the pastor. We know our children.
Yes.
So what was happening at that time? And what I need to say, Agent, I was just watching the story as well at some point. The 7 October incident that happened in Israel.
Mm.
And they said the gate was open.
Mm.
Then they are crying to say, how did those people manage to come in and take our children?
Mm.
And in that case, those children were in a party. It's known that they went to a party. They were dancing, and then so and they were attacked. They managed to, like, what the enemy did. The ones who came and whatever, they came through very easily. They were not observed. The gate was down that the army could not even detect the people who were coming to abduct the children and kill and murder them. It was not detected.
Mm.
So something was wrong there.
Sure. You know, okay. So, all right, continue. Sorry.
Therefore, when they look at it, when you look at it from the eye, you know, wisely, then they try to detect, to investigate how come the gate was down. Went down. How come it didn't detect them? Then they say they were inside. Who are the insiders? Who are giving away? They're giving, like, people who are crossing the borders and so forth illegally. Somebody's making it possible. So who of us are sellouts? And for what purpose? So question is, you cannot be here, but, like, not be a watchman. Don't be a watchman without authority. Who's, like, a sellout as well? Who's, like, for money, for any other benefit, that people go through the gates and then create more harm.
I hear you. So basically, you just exposed what you do. So I did not. Nah. So please, it's okay. Now, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. Give us a shout. What does it mean to be a believer that is a watchman? Thank you, Mfundisi, Pastor Masango. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Rato, you have sent me a link, but it doesn't work. Please explain as to what actually is in that link. Please tell us, send us a WhatsApp and tell us more. Tandosbia, I don't know what you're talking about, man. You've sent a voice note and I tried to listen, man. It has nothing to do with the show. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the issue. And we are touching base on this, the very issue of us believers as being watchmen. What does it mean? And what has it become amongst us? Have we relegated it to other people? And if we are not watching, then who's watching on our behalf?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.